Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from New York City, having a great visit with our good friend Mark Coker, the founder of Smash Words, an outstanding, exciting e-publishing organization that's just taken the publishing world by storm. Mark, I want to congratulate you on your great success. And folks, I want you to know that my two books will be available on Smashwords in 2011. We're getting that worked out right now. So, Mark, you've converted me, and I appreciate you helping to make myself available, make my stuff available. And I liked what you said. We were talking off the air, folks, and about piracy. That was the last thing that Mark mentioned to me. And Mark, you tell the audience what you told me is the greater danger for an author than piracy.
The biggest threat that every author faces is obscurity. When you publish a book, you're competing against not only millions of other books, but also an unlimited amount of low-cost and free alternative content on the internet. So you're really fighting for the consumer's attention. So I know a lot of authors who would love it if people would pirate, take their book and read it.
And you know, Mark, in terms piracy. Of in terms of the future of the printed word, that's what I want to talk about this segment, is the future of publishing. In terms of the printed word, you know, I may buy, if there's a book that I really like and I really want and I value it, I may buy it in electronic version so I can travel with it and it's easier for me to read and a little handier sometimes. But if I really like that book, I want to own that in a hard copy. I want to have that sitting on my shelf. And maybe I'm a throwback to the old days. Maybe I'm a kind of a dinosaur. But what do you think? Do you think it's that unusual?
I don't think that's unusual at all. I think books are very special to people, and books are collectibles. And books are an expression of who we are. So we enjoy our libraries and like to look at our books, even if we're not reading them.
Right, exactly. Well, a book is, just like my own library. I mean, I've got books that's in some of them I've never read the entire book. I've got places in it but there are many books that I still go back to get passages out of, even though I've never read the entire book. I've found things that I liked and that makes it handy, and that's handier than say an e-book sometimes. But talk to us about what you think.
Still really nice. You don't have to turn them on. You can just pick them up and open the page.
Exactly. And so talk to us about the future of e-publishing.
Sure. Well, today e-books account for about 9% of all book publishing sales. That's up from 3% in 2009. And about 1% in 2008. So what we're seeing here is this massive shift toward reading on screens. And mm-hmm. I think this trend is going to continue. I think probably within the next 5 years, and possibly sooner, we'll see over 50% of all book sales going to e-books. I know a lot of our authors are selling many more e-books than they are print books. That's a big trend happening. Another trend, I think, is that we're going to see a big shift in traditional publishing. I think we're going to see a lot of professional, big-name authors deciding to become their own publishers and self-publish. So that is not necessarily good news for traditional publishers, but it is good news.
Well, I think that ship sailed a while back, Mark. You're helping that to happen. And I don't consider myself a big time author, but I published two books in the last decade, and we've sold 90,000 copies of those two books. And I have my own publishing company. We founded a publishing company. We didn't go through a big company. And I promise you, one of the New York publishers would not. No New York publisher would have sold as many books as we sold through our own company.
Yeah, and I can promise you that you're the type of author and publisher that these big publishers are going to wish they could serve, but they can no longer serve because you're going to do so much better as an independent publisher.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've done, and I've got two books in the works right now, and I'm betwixt and between on whether to give it to somebody or whether to do it myself. I'm still making that decision. But even so, Mark, they will be available. I promise you, they will be available on Smashwords. Hey, Mark, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.smashwords.com.
Hey, Mark, thanks for being here. Welcome back to the USA, and we look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Thank you, Jim. Happy holidays.
Mark Coker, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out Smashwords there, smashwords.com. And happy holidays to you too, Mark. I got to sign off right now from New York City. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.